Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 49. Rabbis taught in a Braisa, a man should always be prepared to sell all he owns so that he can marry the daughter of a Torah scholar. For then even if he dies or is exiled and is unable to raise his children, God forbid, lo aleinu, he is assured his sons will become Torah scholars, meaning his wife will raise their children in the manner she learned in her home. The notes point out, and one should not marry the daughter of an Am Haaretz, someone who is unlearned or not knowing the ways of the land, not knowing the laws of the Torah. For if he dies or is exiled, his children will become Am Haaretz. We should never know from such things. The main point being, we should attach ourselves as much as possible to learning to Torah in any which way we can. The Gemara talks about marrying the daughter of a scholar, but that's not always applicable to many cases, and everyone has their zivug, has the right shidduch, especially from whatever family and from whatever situation is deemed for them as per Hashem. But in general, whatever we can do to attach ourselves to Torah, to attach ourselves to Torah families, to attach ourselves to Torah personalities, the Pirkei Avos teaches us that we should drink in thirstily the words of the Chachamim. We should sit and learn from the dust to their feet, and our house should be a Beit Va'ad LaChachamim. Our house should be like a meeting place for the Chachamim. Our house should be an epicenter where Shiurim happen, where Torah happens, where meetings happen and mitzvahs happen. Whatever we can do to attach to families of Chachamim and Rabbanim, being attached to the rabbi of the community, to be attached to a rabbi, a Selech HaRav, Pirkei Avos also teaches to you, whatever you could do to become familiar with a rabbi, to be attached to a rabbi, would be such a great thing to do. Just as the Gemara talks about, literally best practice for many people would be to marry into a family of rabbanut, of rabbis. In our lives, we should do whatever we can to attach to rabbis, to attach to rabbinic figures and rabbinic families, to be able to learn from them and to be able to gain from their knowledge and to be able to gain from them as role models. Whatever we could do, listening to Shiurim, reading the Shiurim, reading the posts, reading the articles, attaching them thirstily, drinking in their words and meeting with them, learning from them as much as we can in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 50 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.